I was like, oh, word? So how come I have never heard that said about teachers? Not once.
And that's who's really on the front line for these kids. If I need, Miss So-and-so, please help me.
Listen, I don't think people really understand the amount or the different skills that are required to be a teacher. What up, peeps? This is Alyssa, and I'm here with my co-host and faux little bro, Andre.
And welcome to another episode of Teachers Like Us. Oh, look at that. The intro is back to being proper.
And it's a late night. Head rap gang.
The funny thing is, it is later in the night than last time. And look at all the madness that took place last time.
Yo, I'm crying because I legit had the giggles for no reason other than I was just tired. Like, I'm overtired. And for whatever reason, I have my second wind right now. So, you know, whoa. Oh, you know, it's going.
Yeah, we're like, good.
It's not recording. So, yeah. Mental health check. What's been going on? I just saw you.
I know. Oh, hey, we could talk about that. No, so what was it? Yesterday, yeah, yesterday. Wednesday our time. So yesterday our time. Mm-hmm. When this episode goes out, it'll be Friday, I believe. So on Wednesday, Alyssa and I received from the Peel District School Board for Education Week. We received awards of distinction.
Woo!
So we were. I know we were there. We were there with, I think it was like 20 other PDSB staff members, something like that.
I think so.
I think it was 20 of us that received awards, so that was pretty cool. I was like one of like three teachers, which is weird.
Were the rest of us are teachers too?
No, but you guys like work at the board in a department.
They're not real.
Like, even while the awards were going on, somebody beside me was like, what department do you work for? I was like, I'm going to find out because I don't know what department they're going to say I'm a part of, but we'll see.
And you're a part of my department.
Exactly. So that was fun to be a part of. But yeah, I've been having a good week. Guidance has been guidancing, you know.
Ooh, guidance has been guidancing.
Guidance has been guidancing. These guys are making me work for the AQs that I did.
My goodness. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. We can't even say, but yeah, guidance.
No, guidance has been guidancing.
I will say it is May, right? We're heading into June. It's about to get real wild in these streets. Like,
yes.
For anyone who's not in the school or, you know, a lot of people listen to our pod that actually aren't teachers, right? Like, we have a lot of parents, we have a lot of random people that just listen because they enjoy the sound of our voices.
Yes, and thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, also shout out to whoever said hey to us at the ceremony that also was honored, because we didn't get your name.
Yes, that's true.
Can't even be like, hey, but hey. And so, yeah, it's about to get super wild. This is when, as soon as the weather starts to get a little warmer, May, June hits, the kids know school's coming to a close. The tricks are coming.
And I feel like if you didn't know that, you should know that by like right now. If you live in the Ontario area, we've been dealing with a lot of rain and it's been resulting in indoor recesses.
Ooh,
and
never
the way these guys have been clowning up the place. You think to yourself, hey, you've been inside for X amount of hours. I'm asking you to stay inside for 40 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever the case is. And they were like, what? For those 30 minutes? Wild. Ah, madness. I don't know how to sit in my classroom anymore. What is class? I don't want to be here. Ah, run. When for the entire rest of the day you're doing the exact same thing. Stay in class, eat your lunch, talk to your friends.
You know what? And I'm so glad that you have said that. And I really am glad that, you know, you are still in a school to have this perspective, because me now, like, traveling around to all of these schools, people really don't believe me when I say, like, it's not your school. Like, everyone's like, it's my school. I'm like, nope. I have been to several schools at different levels of the K to 12 spectrum. And I will tell you that it is the same everywhere.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I'm failing. No, you're not. It's just that time of the year. It really is. And so buckle up, folks, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. But we know that, like, there's always kind of light at the end of the tunnel for this time of year, because that June time when you're starting to, like, say goodbye and you get to, like, breathe that sigh of relief, like, oh, we made it through another one. And you get to see, you know, students off. That's like, that's special. So
yeah, I've been I've been thinking about graduation as lately, and just thinking like, ooh, this, no one has been able to break me. We see this year, it might happen, you know.
Really? You think it you're gonna get a year?
And I'll tell you why I thought about it. I was doing something where I had to pull all of the grade eights names for something, like print them off. Mm-hmm. The last person on the list, right here. This person is under the wing. So he's so they're gonna be the last one to graduate. And I'm like,
You know what? That is one that will, because I'll be there for that. That's one of those things I've already been invited to. I've blocked it off in my calendar. because again, these are my babies. These are my last babies, really. Mm-hmm. Because again, these are the ones that I've seen go through, and now, like, I'm piecing out for these ones. So I've seen these ones from grade six, and yeah, this one's going to be like, I think this one will hit me too. But yeah, that last name on the list, along with a few others, but, like, especially that last one, I'm going to be like, you, like, to watch that student grow, like, we have seen it, like, and to see the growth in that student, like, you know, we had a whole podcast about, like, the case for awards and why we should have them and all of these things. And I stand by it for a kid like that. Like,
for 100%.
I would love to see that kid walk out with something that just says, like, the future is so bright for you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Anyway.
Mental health check-in for you now that we're 7 minutes in.
Whatevs. Oh, goodness. Okay, so I will preface it by saying I'm good. Like, I'm actually in a good space. My anxiety is a little bit higher than I would like right now, but I honestly think that's just burnout creeping in, because I'm doing a lot, and I don't know how to articulate that to people. Like, I made, like, a little funny post the other day on Instagram about, like, you know, what people think I do as a resource teacher and what I
actually with the four pitches in it. Yeah.
And so one of them was like, what admin think I do? And it was like the fairy godmothers from Sleeping Beauty, right? Because admin thinks, like, I just come in and work magic. Not true. Mm-hmm. and then I said what staff thinks I do, like the staff that I'm actually working with. And I put, like, these all these wires, because, like, they really think that I'm just, like, in there decoding and, like, snapping wires. And I'm like, ah, it's the blue wire. If we do that, like, everything will fall into place. And then, like, what my peers do, so people that I don't necessarily work with, but, like, they think this resource teacher job is just me on vacation. no, it's not. And then what I think I do, and that's literally just me giving someone a hug. And we all know that I'm not a hugger, but lately I feel like a lot of this job is reassurance. And I feel like I've moved from guidance counselor for students to guidance counselor for staff, because when I say, like, it's not just your school, I genuinely mean it, but I don't think people believe me. And so if I'm going to be quite honest about, like, teacher morale right now, it's not great. It's not great because teachers feel like they're trying their absolute best, but that they're failing still. And I think there's a lot of factors that play into that, right? Like, you have the media sending messages, and by the media, I mean, like, our premier and our minister of education sending messages basically saying, like, y'all suck all the time.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you internalize that. And then it also, like, it it feeds the information that parents are getting. And so then you have parents kind of jump on that. And that's not all parents. So parents like, whoop, save the comments. I know it's not all of you, but you know, it does feed that. Again, we talked about like even just students in for lunch recess and them being like, nah, like that time of year. It feels difficult. It feels like all the tricks like that you keep in your back pocket, you've already like you've shown them all. And so they're like, well, sure, what's the next magic trick? And you're like looking up your sleeve and you're like, oh no, there's nothing left. Like the little tissue that
yeah, for sure,
it ran out. And you're like, oh my goodness. So yeah, I think that's a little bit, that's hard for me because I would love to just like boost everybody up and be like, you can do it. But like, truthfully, everyone's looking for the magic solution and there isn't a magic solution for, again, a number of reasons. So overall, I'm doing great. Professionally, this is like a really, you know, it's difficult. And I'm also at a lot of schools. So some, you know, sometimes in a resource role, you get to be at one or two schools and you really get to like dig into that school and, you know, help along the way. And sometimes you're at four or five, six schools.
Yeah.
And you just feel spread thin. And like you're trying to make an impact, but that you're just not doing enough for everybody. And so everyone's kind of like left hanging, like the like, where are you? We need you more. And I'm like, I need more of me. Like, sorry. So yeah. Run it.
Yeah. So we had I was going to say laundry list, but it's not that long.
As I look at my laundry, I'm like,
yeah, we have a list of topics. We usually have like one topic, but we have a list of topics to go through.
So it's today, just gonna be a grab bag yeah, of topics, things that we want to talk about.
Little quick things here and there. You want to start with something on your list? You want me to say something?
No, you go first.
Okay. One of the things that I saw since we've had episodes, from our last couple of episodes, I've been talking about like things that the premier has said, things that the Minister of Education has said. I saw a news article that essentially said that teachers we have are what is it called, collective bargaining coming up.
Uh-huh.
And before this process I guess has come to full swing, the Minister of Education has come out and said like, hey, before things even get started, let's just move to private mediation, which essentially says like, hey, let's get a deal done now before we get into September with the possibilities of like, you know, teachers going on strike and things like that. Uh-huh. Let's try and get a deal done now in silence behind whatever private closed doors there need to be.
Yeah.
And as much as that like sounds good, the way that he says it, and I think that's the problem that I have with the Minister of Education. The way that he says his words to spin the public against teachers,
uh-huh,
has always rubs me the wrong way. So like,
it's purposeful.
So you could just come out and say like, hey, you know, I want to get a deal done. We can work something out. Let's try working out something now instead of just waiting. But no, what he says is, I want to prioritize safety and make sure that kids aren't, yeah, you know, going back and forth of being online and in person, have to worry about teachers striking and teachers not making the place, what's the word that he used? Predictable.
Yeah.
For parents. So that parents can have an idea of what's going to be happening in September. Like all that language, nasty. Throw it away.
Yeah. 100%. Like, again, he is a really good PR person or he has a really good PR person. I can't tell which one it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, again, I don't think Lutch should be the minister. I think where his real talent lies is as a spin doctor. He's really great with words. And, you know, being everyone's favorite grandson, because I feel like that's that's where he is. He's like, look, I'm here. I'm cute.
Somebody squeezing his cheek. Oh, sunny boy, good job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, he's like, have you seen, whenever I see Lutch, You know what visual I get? You know, the there's a Jimmy Fallon sketch from his show. And it's like, I got my tight pants on and I I just hear that. Google it. It's funny. And if you see it and you see him, you'll be like, yep. So, oh my goodness. You know what? To interrupt us for a second, if this ever lands in his hands, I will die. Like, as the amount of like times that were like led. Can you not die on the podcast, please?
Yeah, man. I'm holding it together. I'm holding it together.
This is our friendship. Instead of like, are you okay? I'm like, okay. You're interrupting the pod right now. Like, so yeah, like, again, I think he's crafty and I think his language reflects that. And he's good at spinning the public the way that he wants them to go. And so I will say, like, again, teachers never want to be out of the classroom. Like, that's not fun for us. Obviously, we teach because we enjoy it. The other piece, too, like, I don't even know how much I'm allowed to say about this, but like, I'm sure you all recognize that if we're on strike, we don't get paid, right? Like, and so, like, you realize we have livelihoods to, you know, to protect as well. So being out of the classroom is not advantageous for us. Mm. So like in any sense of the word, because I feel like maybe sometimes people think that like when we're on strike, that we're also getting paid our full salary. And so they're like, oh, this is why you just don't want to do any work and still get paid. That is not the case. And also, have you seen the cost of groceries? Like ain't nobody trying to lose pay. Like, please, at the end of the day, again, we are here for students, but we also have families and houses, many of us, and like, you know,
exactly.
So again, it is not advantageous for us to be out of the classroom. We don't want to be. I hope that private mediation or not, that Lech, you know, realizes that, again, it is advantageous to keep students in school. We want to keep kids in school. That is the plan. We're all on the same page with that. You need to figure out how to, again, find the funds that we talked about last week and throw those back into education, because we need some funds. Please and thank you. And we're not just talking about pay. We're talking about all the other things that make up education.
Yeah, I think that, and that last point that you said about pay, I think that's what the biggest thing is like 99% of the time, I feel the argument is always, hey, teachers want more money, when in fact what it really is teachers just want you to leave the money that they have alone.
Yeah, like, and truthfully, what we're actually asking for is not the pay piece, it's the support piece.
Yes,
what we want is for you not to take away the funding for guidance counselors and for speech pathologists and for autism care and for special education, like, and for arts. Like, I think a lot of that kind of goes, like, it's purposefully like swept under the rug, right? Like, mm-hmm. in the things that we're like, hey, like, this is what we're advocating for. And then the minister's like, they just want more money. So greedy. Those greedy teachers. Again, I think it's hilarious that someone who makes, again, more than we do and is not in a classroom, you know, managing however many students we're managing at any given time, has the audacity to say, like, we make too much. Like, sir, have several seats.
Yeah.
Have several seats and cut your own pay. Thank you very much.
Mm.
And your
next topic.
And your budget. And what's it called? No, sorry. What's your expense budget? Cut that too. Cause you know, we don't have an expense budget out here paying for my own pencils and markers. Yeah. And scissors and glue, like, again.
I want a driver. Get me a driver. Like, yeah, if you can get me a driver and then cut the driver from me, I'd be like, you know what? Take the driver. I was being crazy. I don't need the driver. I don't need the driver that badly. But don't look at my little shillings that I'm getting. Going, give me 15% more. Like, no, stop it.
Oh my goodness. All right. So the next topic is that Ford is on a roll with policing as of late. So again, I don't know who he, like, you know,
is trying to impress.
Yeah, like, I don't know, and I'm not gonna, like, you know, defame anyone out here, but The Star actually just posted an article earlier today. Doug Ford scolds school board for banning uniformed police officers. So that's the headline. The actual content of the article goes on to talk about two school boards that have come under fire for banning uniformed police officer at career day talks. So we've talked about this in the past as well, that the kindergarten grade one and maybe grade two curriculum, not sure, obviously I'm not a primary teacher, but I'm pretty sure those are the ones, have a unit on community helpers. And yes. So often, instead of like bringing in a bunch of like different people, nurses, teachers, firefighters, like again, there are so many community helpers, often the default is police officers, right? And when police officers are coming in, they're coming in fully uniformed. And, you know, school boards decided, like, I don't think that's appropriate or necessary, truthfully. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for the primary grades, but even for the older grades as well, because we understand that different communities have different relationships to the police and to policing. And so the argument, if you like, I couldn't even look through the comments. I kind of like browsed through a couple and I was like, oh, I don't want to. Nope. I was like, all the racists live here. Like, I was like, I don't like it. I don't like it here. But again, the argument that some of the more moderates, I will say, were saying was like, no, like it's a good idea to have uniformed police officers in schools to visit for career day, because then it builds goodwill between, you know, the students and police officers and shows, you know, I guess the humanity. And so my argument was like, so why can't they just come in regular clothes? Like, you can still show your humanity. In fact, I think it would show your humanity more if you maybe did not have your baton and your gun on your hip and your taser,
yeah,
as you're entering a school. Like
a perfect example of that is, I know, what's it called? Pre-COVID, we used to have like a partnership with the neighboring division where they would come and play like basketball games with the senior boys team.
Yep.
And again, this is, now it's a police officer that works in the community. So you might have seen this police officer, you know, at the rec center, or maybe you had a problem at your home and somebody had to come and see you or something like that. Mm-hmm. But now I'm seeing you in my school and you're a person like me who likes basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And you laugh, you joke, you smile, you actually trying to get to know me. You don't need, again, the gun, the badge, the shiny shoes, the scowl on your face, or the sunglasses so I can't see if you're looking at me or not looking at me while you're talking to me.
Yeah.
For, you know, a 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. It's unnecessary.
Yeah. And like part of what Ford was saying, he was like, police officers are the people we call when we need help. They deserve so much better than this. And then he said, I'm calling on the Ottawa Carleton District School Board to immediately reverse this policy and show our heroes on the front lines the respect they deserve. I was like, oh, word? So how come I have never heard that said about teachers? Not once.
And that's who's really on the front line for these kids. If I need, Miss So-and-so, please help me.
Listen, I don't think people really understand the amount or the different skills that are required to be a teacher. Like, I think they really think that we're going into classrooms and just being like, 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. Like, I don't think they realize that, like, in any given day, you are a nurse, you are a mental health clinician,
yeah,
you are, like, you are the law or whatever justice looks like. And again, I'm not saying this to, what's the word I'm looking for? You know what I mean? Like, say any of those professions like that we could do their jobs, like not, yeah, at all. Yeah. I'm saying like, actually we shouldn't be doing their jobs. But in any given day, we are expected to take on, you know, pieces of those roles in order to have a healthy, thriving school community.
I feel like as we as people get older, like, you know, you're in school for X amount of years, mm-hmm. right? And as you get older and, you know, you're in your whatever your field of work is, you become kind of removed from what's going on in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And there's this time gap where you kind of forget, like, what's going on in the classroom. And then somebody who's supposed to be representing education comes along and says, well, hey, everybody in the classroom is not doing good, and we need to be doing X, Y, and Z to make sure that we're keeping them in line. And then you have, again, this public outcry of, like, oh, the teachers don't do anything. Oh, look at the teachers. They no teacher ever helped me in my life, when in actuality, nobody is really where they are without a teacher.
Yep.
And this
I think that everybody right now, regardless of how you felt about all of your teachers, you can pinpoint at least one teacher that you were like, this teacher changed my life, or changed the trajectory of my life.
For sure.
Or impacted my life in such a positive way that, like, when I think of them, like, I think of them fondly. So
I have teachers that didn't actually teach me anything. Mm-hmm. There's teacher in the building.
Yeah.
That, and like, I'm even names coming to mind now, like, certain, I had a science teacher that never taught me science. And if she wasn't there, I would have never passed my physics course in grade 11 if she didn't help me out. Mm-hmm. And this is somebody that never taught me, just saw me in the science wing in high school.
Are you going to shout them out? Who are they? Shout them out.
To be honest with you, I feel like it would date me. Because if they're like retired or something like that, I'm like, holy, I'm old.
Shout them out, because again, you just never know who's listening these days. And, like,
yeah, no, for sure.
How nice would it be if, I think about this, like, in the future, right? Like, us in the future, and all of a sudden there's like two of our former students that have a podcast, and they're like, you know what, Mr. Mattressing and Miss Gray, like, you would cry. Facts. You'd be like, so shout out that Facts. Teacher.
Yeah. So Miss Mina, shout out to you. Aww. Like, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have passed that course. Not at all. And I believe she taught, somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody that went to my high school listens to this, I believe she taught biology, and biology wasn't a course I took. I took physics instead. And yeah, if it wasn't for her, just like, hey, let me look at that paper one time and make sure that's right before you go inside and go hand that in. If she wasn't doing that, I would not be here today.
Aww. All right, I'll shout out two teachers. One is my grade one teacher, Miss Holmes, Miss Jane Holmes. Let me tell you a quick story about something really naughty that I did when I was in grade one. So when I was in grade one, I learned how to spell the F word.
Terrible.
I know. And I sent a message to someone else in the class with the F word on it. Ooh, so mean.
Yeah.
So mean. And, you know, again, things that as a 6-year-old, you don't know at the time, but she knew it was me, right? Like, because mm-hmm. you can see the handwriting, and she's, Alyssa, did you write that? No, Miss Holmes, never. Alyssa, like, so calm and so caring. And I think to myself, the way a lot of Black students are treated or have been treated historically, and like, that could have been like an instant, like, mark. Like, she could have like discarded me and been like, ah, this little, you know, single parent,
yeah,
household Black child. And she didn't. She was so kind, and I learned so much from her about kindness. So that's one. And then my second one is Mrs. Robertson. Mrs. Annette Robertson was actually not my guidance counselor, funny enough, but she was a guidance counselor, in high school, but she was my volleyball coach and she was my careers teacher. So I literally had her for half a semester. But she's someone that even when I began working as a teacher, I would email her because she's just that, like, person, and we call her Robbie, and I just, like, she just retired, so congratulations. But yeah, amazing, just amazing human, and, like, again, compassionate and really, you know, took me under her wing, and I felt like, you know what a good teacher does? A good teacher makes you feel like you belong, like, with them, like you could be family. So I think people really underestimate, like I said, the power of a good teacher, because it can honestly change your life, and it can make you see things that you never saw for yourself. And I also think that's like a marker for a really good teacher. And so, like, I'll toot my own horn for a second. So we have a student right now, and she listens to this podcast. And she is in grade 11, at a high school that she did not want to go to.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Hi.
Hi. She did not want to go to. And I said, no, ma'am. You're going here. Because I saw for her what she couldn't see for herself at the time, right? As a 13-year-old, she wasn't doing that, like, forward planning. She wanted to go where all her friends were going. And I said, like, I get it, but this place is gonna set you up for something that maybe the other place is not going to.
Yeah.
And she said to me not too long ago, like, thank you so much for forcing me to go here. She's like, I needed it. And, like, I can honestly say that my life is completely different than it would have been. And I was like, I wanted to be like, I know, but, like, I also felt like, I'm so glad, kid. Like, I'm so glad you see it, because, like, I just, you know, I felt it. Like, we really, as teachers, want to see kids succeed, want to see them happy. And I hope you can hear that. Like, when we talk on the pod and we laugh and we talk about all these kids, like, we genuinely care.
For sure.
Like,
I think, like, the amount of times this week alone that I've looked at students and said, like, hey, or they've said to me, like, oh, I don't care right now, da 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 da, and I have to be like, no, okay, you don't care, I'll care for you. Because you don't get it right now, you don't see it right now. So let me hold it for you. I'll be the one who cares. I'll be the one that, like, you know, says the words for you for right now. But it's being done for a purpose. And if you don't have, like, I feel like you said, everybody should hopefully come across that teacher at one point that where it's past, you know, what needs to be taught on the curriculum. Mm-hmm. And they're actually trying to give you life lessons or impart something on you that you can actually take with you and remember. Yeah. And hopefully have a lasting impression.
I think, again, so important. So when people are saying, you know, teachers ain't bleep. Remember that we actually are, and we're just trying to, you know, leave or help these students become, you know, better than they were when we first met. And any little growth is, like, magical for us. And for so sure. The other thing I want to say, like, before we start wrapping up, is that I feel like one of the issues that we're facing right now is that, and this is, like, optics and perspectives from the outside, not just from, like, parents and like the minister and stuff like that, like the government, but even within our own buildings, I sometimes feel like, and again, principals are gonna be like, you're always on us. I sometimes feel like principals don't lift up their staff enough. And I get it. You're super busy. I see it. I see. Like, I want you to know that. But I also want you to know that, like, sometimes as principals, you're expecting perfection from your staff that is just not attainable. And so every now and again, go in to a classroom, and instead of looking for all of the things that could be better, because, again, in every classroom, there are several things that could be better. We know yes. this. Maybe just point out the thing that is going well, or the thing that you notice that is different or unique or special. Because even I went into a classroom today and I said, like, wow, like, what amazing things you're doing in this space, mm-hmm. right? Like, and they were like, oh my goodness, like I could have cried. Like I could have cried just from you saying that, because sometimes I feel like I'm not doing well. And I don't think people realize also how often teachers are doubting themselves, even when they're running these amazing programs. Like this classroom I walked into today, they are doing, when I say everything, and this is a French immersion class, so everything is, first of all, in French. We'll talk about that. let it be known, I didn't understand what was going on. Like, we weren't even talk about it. But there were like dioramas, like out of clay that they were building. The walls had like postcards that they had drawn, comics that they had done. They were putting books together on this like this book platform online, this tech program that I have to figure out what it is. Because I was like, this is amazing. But when I say like using every piece of everything that this educator could find, it was happening in this room. And that educator was still like, I feel like I'm not doing enough. And I was like, what? And so again, admin, I'm going to just encourage you on this one, because I don't think we're going to get it from the government. I challenge you to go into a space and just say like, well done. I see you. I'm proud of you.
And I think even to add to that, something that you might want to consider doing, which is something that we just did at my school. Can't even say our school. Look at that. At my school, last week, we had an assembly just to showcase student excellence. So again, the talk kind of came from essentially like, hey, we should kind of do something just to highlight some of the good things that the students are doing. Uh-huh. So when I ran the assembly, I said to the students, like, hey, a lot of the times when we meet, like, as a big group, we're having this, you're getting this talk from me, or you're getting this talk from the principal or from the vice principal. That's like, hey, you're not meeting the expectations. I'm going to tell you what the expectations are. Again, start meeting the expectation. Or there's this, we have had this problem. Here is how we're going to deal with the problem. Make sure you're dealing with it. Like, it's very much, those are the straight to the point, hard conversations that are had in these big groups.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, for this assembly, we're kind of changing that. It's going to be more joyous, more celebratory. And we're going to talk about the good things that you guys are doing. Uh-huh. So we had students come up that had sports teams that had won banners and said like, okay, hey, come up. Big round of applause by everybody in the school. Your picture taken with your banner. We had all of the students, all of the grade 8s that applied for regional learning programs that got in. We had all of them go up. So I had like 40, almost 50 kids go up look, this is the nice things that have been happening here at our school building. And the response from like teachers and students was just like, so like, hey, I actually really like this. For students, like, oh, we were sitting down for an hour. Didn't even feel like it.
Yeah. Really right? Cool.
Yeah. You need that. You need that stuff. So admin out there, that again, if you listen to Alyssa and you're like, oh, I don't really know what to do, that could be something that you do.
Yeah. That's a great one.
All right. So we shall wrap up today's episode here. Again, we are Teachers Like Us. You can find us wherever you decide to put your subscription dollars. If you're looking to stay up to date for when we are dropping new episodes, you can follow us on Instagram at Teachers Like Us. If you're looking to see Alyssa put together more memes and and show you what she's doing in her equity resource journey, you can follow her at
Alyssa G. Titer or historicallyspeaking.ca.
And we'll see you next week.
Peace.